the time at wanataka kutengeneza iwe 40 years nani was already 39 Tomboya.
Oh, okay.
So when they planned that that way then when they were planning that sasa waondoe Tomboya no waondoe 40 walikuanza kupanga 45 Tomboya new na ndiye akaita mtu auwe Jomo.
Oh. And why did Tomboya think he could be president? What used to lie to him that he could be
president? Let me tell
you. Not the vice president at that point.
Yeah, let me. Mama Ida brought fertilizer to committee. Mama Ida brought seed in committee. And when Raila harvested that,
that maize.
The maize, he called the prison warders, wakachemusha, ingine wakachoma. You see, there is only one question. Am I telling the truth or not?
Okay, so just so a moment. Question,
if I'm telling, if I'm not telling the truth, then I will apologize.
Okay.
And not even just telling telling lies. I'd rather tell the lie than shift. You know, there are some people who select things. We are called propaganda. If there are those people who select this and drop that and select this and drop that to give a certain picture, isn't it? That one is worse than a liar. He knows all the truth, but he leaves out certain particular so that the story is shown to mean this, isn't it?
Okay.
Now, if you look at Raila, sorry to cut you short, but I want my viewer to understand. This is Raila. And somebody has asked me in my inbox, how comes that Raila in Nyati House, he has been kicked
in the eye?
In the eye. That is suffering more than others, isn't
it? Yes.
How comes that the same Raila in committee, he has 2 acres of land and planting maize? And then there's a time when Raila was being told that he was being transferred from committee to this place towards Mombasa before you reach Mombasa.
I know I've heard people talk about it, but
there is a prison, somewhere near Voi. I'll remember when we are talking.
Yes.
When he was told he was going to that prison, he cried at nearly whatever, isn't it? So when we talk, the only thing I can say is it true? Because let me tell you one thing. In prison, there is this thing we had differing opinion, me and you.
Yes.
Where I said Raila and
Manyani.
Manyani, yeah.
Yes.
When Raila was told he was going to Manyani, he felt that if he goes to Manyani, he's going to die. And if he goes to Manyani, and he was going to be, and you know Manyani, and the committee all work under the prison.
Yes.
So it is by us talking, because let me tell you one thing, and that is what we were taught in intelligence. Do you know that if I give you a story that has no, what do you call, loopholes, unless that story has, we had a CCTV and hidden mics, you cannot repeat anything from your mind even exactly without loopholes. Now, if I say Raila, other prisoners in committee, like I can give you 2 examples. Political detainees.
Yes.
Let me tell you Martin Shikuku. Martin Shikuku was in committee and they used to be given 30 minutes of sunshine.
Yes.
After 30 minutes, when you sense it is 20 or something, you start running away.
To go back to prison?
No. You see, you stay there for 30 minutes, then for 25 minutes, and then you sense that Askar is coming. So you run away.
So you and get you more see, time.
For him to drag you to prison, you'll have had sunshine for 35 minutes. So afadhali upigwe, lakini yako kajoto ka 5, you get the point. And then what they used to do, so when Nanani was in detention, Martin Shikuku, while he was there, he saw the flag of the prison and the national flag half mast.
Mm.
So when the prison warden was taking him back to, he was taking him back to cells.
Yes.
He said, why do we have the flags half mast?
Mm.
Then the prison warden told him, Mzee Jomo Kenyatta amekufa.
Mm. Okay.
You get it?
Mm.
Okay. So you see, this is somebody who stays out for 30 minutes.
Mm.
We have somebody called Lieutenant Njeru Gathangu.
Mm.
Njeru Gathangu was placed in a cell where on one side, all of them, you would be placed in a cell. One side there is a madman, and the other cell is a madman. Because if I'm placed next to you, we can exchange ideas.
Mm.
But if you're placed, cell number one, madman, cell number two, me, cell number three, madman. Cell number four, you. Cell number five, madman.
Mm.
So Njeru Gathangu, when, and he's there.
Mm.
People can still ask him. Njeru Gathangu, when he was in there, and the only things you'd be allowed to read were two. The Bible and the Quran. Nothing else.
Mm.
So when one of the madmen used to all the time drive. Rang, vum, 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 vum. Drive a vehicle. So one day, that madman was, and Njeru Gathangu can say, that madman was quiet for a long time. And you know, you know his name, but you don't know how he looks like.
Yes.
And you have stayed with him for 3 years. So Njeru Gathangu called him, said, yeah. Because if someone who usually talks or makes noise and is quiet, maybe he's dead. Called him, na, nini metendeka kwa gari? The madman told Njeru Gathangu, gari ko garage inatengenezwa. Natengenezwa kwa garage. You get what I'm trying to say. Is that you are locked, isn't it?
Yes.
So now, if we share, first of all, let us establish. Did Raila have land where he used to plant or not?
Okay, because I think the question would be, if he has this land, does he still own it? Right now,
those are the questions. Now you see, if
that's number one, and number two is, ukipatiwa 2 acres ya maize, are you we mwenyewe ndo unailima ama umepatiwa watu wa kulimia?
Now the arrangement was, Mama Ida would come with two things. First of all, Nani had a jembe, which was brought in by Mama Ida.
Raila.
Yeah.
And
so she came with 2 bags. One is fertilizer, one is seed.
So Raila would have to yende alikuwa analima.
Sasa yeye akaenda kwa shamba, akalima, akapanda, akapalilia, akafanya nini? The first harvest, akaita prison warders, wakachemsha, wakakula. You see,
but kama ni mahabusu, si prison warders wanaweza kula tu bila ku.
This is what I'm saying. That thing is not normal. You get it?
Yes.
It is not normal in a normal prison, because those prisoners, I don't know, they walifika pahali. Very few prisoners walikuwa na jifunza kutengeneza sofa set and whatever, isn't it? But those days, ukifungwa 6 months, ama ufungwe 10 years, kazi yako asubuhi ni kuenda kwa shamba. Kulima. I grew up in Madaraka Estate.
Yes.
Na here, Strathmore University, up all the way to Umash, used to be Langata Prison in shamba.
Yes.
Asubuhi wanaenda kulima, we used to see them. Jioni wanarudi, sio? So prison, mlikuwa mnalimia prison that time, sio? But you see, this thing, let us not brush it. Let us ask Raila, is it true you had land
in Kamiti?
If he says no and whatever, we apologize.
Okay.
Isn't it? We say, because who knows better than him? Who knows better than him?
Yeah.
He knows he was there, isn't it? Now we ask ourselves, and also from the intelligence special branch, and you see, these jinsis have also been inboxing me. Kumbe you are saying something, that this man in anafikaga pahali anaenda anajitetea kivyake. Because there was an agreement, there was an arrangement that he was to give evidence in the Jonjo Commission. He was to give evidence and be released. And he gave evidence, but akarukwa.
Jonjo Commission, what was he supposed to say?
Jonjo was supposed to have was planning to overthrow the government of Moi. Jonjo was supposed to overthrow. But you see, he didn't want to overthrow the government of Moi.
Mm.
It is just that what Njonjo had planned was that he felt that wacha Moi ashikilie, and then after some time, Moi will hand over to me.
Mm.
Then Njonjo akaona Moi taking long.
Mm.
Then he went to Kikuyu constituency, convinced the MP for Kikuyu constituency to resign.
Mm.
There was a by-election. Njonjo was elected.
Mm.
So then Moi planned to have a commission.
Mm.
The commission was to investigate whether Njonjo wanted, it was a commission of inquiry.
Yes, yes.
Whether Njonjo wanted to overthrow the government
by
this Miller, Justice Cecil Miller. Justice Cecil Miller was the chairman of the commission.
Mm.
They did the investigation.
Mm.
And Raila came from prison. If you Google,
testified against Njonjo.
Testified against Njonjo.
And why were they friends, kabisa? Because even before Njonjo died, they were like two very tight friends. Njonjo always, what is it called? For president, even when it was Uhuru, he still supported Raila. When it was Kibaki, he supported Raila. Even Itai Ruto, if he was alive, Njonjo would have still supported Raila. So how? How do you end up supporting someone
who... I don't blame you.
Mm.
I don't blame you.
See, I'm just asking.
Yeah, sometimes this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you.
Mm.
But if you found somebody of my age and older, he'd say that Njonjo hated Luo as a tribe.
Okay.
Njonjo hated the Jaramogi family.
Mm.
It is only that afterwards is when they became friends. And towards the end...
Mm.
Njonjo would have died for Raila
toward
the end. But those days, if you ask anybody in the 60s, 60s, I mean,
yeah, age, 60s, I understand.
Like age and 70s, there's even a time Njonjo said he cannot, you know, in 1973, we had cholera, especially in Kisumu. And he used to say that he cannot greet a Luo because he'll get cholera.
Okay.
Ask anybody who is 60 years old.
Which I don't dispute all that, because Najua 1969, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Even the Kisumu massacre.
Yeah.
I know all this, because this is when the oath happens. When did the oath in the central province happen?
They used to call it Chai.
Yeah, the Chai oath. Mm-hmm. When did it happen?
It 1969.
Yes.
Is when the oath took place. Like, can we talk about this other one so that we come to the oath?
Okay, please? Okay, okay.
So this is what I'm saying, that Njonjo hated Nini and the commission of inquiry and Raila came from prison.
Yes.
To give, so the there was, we call it plea bargaining.
Yes.
And if you Google, there's a picture of Raila when he went to give evidence. When he came to give evidence against Njonjo, there is a picture where Jaramogi went to see him and he greeted him and he said he was happy to see his son alive. So there was such agreement, and that is what I was trying to say.
Yes.
That because I want to finish this topic of why do I have that feelings.
Yes.
There are these things that Raila has been doing.
Mm.
You get me?
Yes.
Like, did he have land that he was farming?
Yes.
Did he, even when he was being tried, you know, we cannot find out the truth.
Yes.
Unless it is laid on the table.
Mm.
And if it is laid on the table and it is found that I'm lying or anything, who am I not to? Just Google Jaramogi greets Raila during Njonjo commission.
Okay.
So
Google that.
If it is found, because that thing, it is not like 50 shillings you give me and I place in the pocket where I say nani aliona, sio?
Yes.
When he was in detention, there were prisoners there. There were detainees there. We are not talking of prisoners. We are talking of detainees. There's a picture where Jaramogi, I think, is even holding Raila on the head or something like that. It's long, I can't remember. That was 1980s. So you find the detainees had their own way of coding, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it true that he used to go wake up in the morning, go to the farm, isn't it?
Yes.
And is it true that other political, why, if it is true that alikuwa na lima, if it is true that, and you see, even if we talk that, kila kitu iko na uzuri wake na ubaya wake.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like even for, because we can talk about the torture. Eh?
This is what I'm saying. Yes. Just a moment. Everything has its, and this is a very, very, very important thing. Mm. Everything has its good part and bad part.
Yes, yes.
Now, let us assume that Raila received favorable treatment, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, when Raila received favorable treatment, including meeting Mama Ida, you get it?
Mm.
Now, when they were meeting, and that is, and I want that, and that is why I'm cutting you short.
Yes, yes.
When they were meeting, it is Raila who told Mama Ida that look for a way, go to Matiba's family and tell them Matiba is dying.
Mm.
Matiba is dying in detention.
Mm.
So, if Raila was not getting favorable treatment, Matiba would have died. In detention. But when...
What had happened to Matiba?
thank you. You see, some of us have that thing in the head, but unajua ubaya wako ni moja. Unaitoa. Unaitoa.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lazima,
unaitoa.
Lazima.
Sasa... there was something in Matiba, in his head. You know, Matiba was very close to Moi.
Yes.
When Kenya attained independence, Matiba was a permanent secretary.
Okay.
He was a permanent secretary. And then he left Yokazi, a permanent secretary, Kenya Breweries. So there was something Matiba believed. Matiba believed that he is the only one who can tell Moi to his face.
Oh,
he believed that he can tell Moi as it is. Even after, you know, there was this Kanu election, Nakakua rigged out, somebody called Jethrab Mweru, somebody. So, they placed there somebody called Jethrab. Wakatoa Matiba. Matiba had to resign as the Kanu chair, as a minister.
Yes.
And you see, Moi alikuwa na kisenzu naenda kuresign and akufuta.
Yeah.
So,
but what
so
about Matiba, and Paul Ekan meku interrupt. I'm trying to understand, what is this one truth alimwambia? Ama you are getting to that?
No, several.
We'll get to that. Okay,
Sasa ndio nasema, everybody feared Moi.
Yes.
People feared Moi. So Matiba felt that he is the only person
who can tell him the truth.
Yeah. He's the only person who can tell
the king that he's naked.
The king that is naked. So there are some people who told Matiba,
yes,
don't you know that you are stepping further than Matiba said no. So one thing that brought stroke to Matiba. Unajua ni mtu alikuwa anakaa maisha raha na hoteli nini. And then suddenly, anajikuta ako prison analala without a blanket. That is what contributed to
stroke.
And then when he had a stroke in prison, they had a standard nini. Ulikuwa unapewa squeeze ni panado. Squeeze ilikuwa aspirin.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Anapewa aspirin na uji. So unapewa uji mingi. And he had a stroke. So when he had a stroke, the stroke came because, you know, his stroke inakuja because you are shocked. You see?
Yeah,
you mean Moi? Yeah, ananifanya hivi.
That is what, yangu.
Yeah, that is what brought stroke to Matiba. Now, when Matiba anapata stroke, there is medication that Matiba is supposed to be treated for stroke. But what did they do? Walimpatia aspirin. Squeeze wanasema panado. Wanapewa panado na uji. Uji without sugar. So, when Mama Ida came, and that is what I'm saying.
akamuona.
Wakakutana na Raila.
Yes.
Walipokutana na Raila, Raila akasema look Nani? For Mrs. Yes. Matiba.
Yes, because Matiba is
if
dying.
If they don't do anything, Matiba is dying.
Yes, yes, yes. So mimi sijakata hiyo. Nini? Ida, what I want, before tuongeje hii story ya Ida, I want to know, because sasa nyinyi ni watu wa intelligence. Like, what is this truth that Matiba told Moi that annoyed him so much that he turned a great friend into an enemy and threw his friend into prison?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the Raila thing. Yeah. Wataka tu concentrate hapa. People want to know what happened to Matiba.
Yeah.
Kwa sasa umesha sema, the fact alikuwa, he was used to a soft life. Excuse me, it's a soft life. That's what...
Somebody ajalala nja.
Yes, yes.
Or so, akilala nja ni kuchoose.
Yes. Yeah. So sasa akarushwa ndani, amezoea kitanda warm, ampata kitanda baridi.
No, simiti.
Yes, simiti, simiti baridi. So akaenda pakiwa na stroke. So that one I understand.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to understand is at in which year he was thrown in prison and what happened specifically? Had he resigned as a minister? Like what happened?
Wakati wa Saba Saba. Saba Saba 1990. Because a few days before Saba Saba, some people arrested.
Yes.
A few days before Saba Saba. Raila was arrested. Matiba was arrested. Rubia, Charles Rubia was arrested.
Yes.
And others. And him, yo kulala kwa simiti, na kuto believe, really. And then, you see...
Why were they arrested? Were they arrested because had he joined the opposition? I think you know part from a skip. We are skipping. I want to know, I'm taking you back to them as friends.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens before he's fired? So that even for Saba
No, he was
Saba,
not fired, he resigned.
So he resigned in which year?
89, 90, somewhere there.
Okay, so he resigns in 90. Mm. Does he join the opposition? Ama he's
no, face? That time there was no opposition.
Yeah.
Because the Nini was saying that...
the constitution
there was section 2A. Yeah.
Yes, section 2A.
So
yes.
What he was telling the president, it's a long story which you can take 2 to 3. But you see, it's regularly meeting the president.
Yes.
And advising him. But if I have to put it in one sentence, it's something that he was telling him to allow political tolerance. And if I can tell young Kenyans, is that if I take myself back to 1990, Kenyans did not want multi-party. Kenya never wanted multi-party.
Okay.
In fact,
you were afraid.
Not even afraid. Kenya wanted... Is it called a one-party system or a no-party system? We wanted either a one-party system or no-party system.
How would a no-party system work?
Like Uganda, wanasema ni NRA, but it is no party.
Okay, okay.
So you find the only thing that Kenyans forced Moi into multi-party was ukiongea tu kitu tofauti. Your branch, KANU branch inakutana. Inakususpend, inakuexpel from KANU. Na ukiwa huko kwa KANU, you are politically dead. So these are the things that he was telling. Allow for divergence views.
Okay, okay.
And also, but if Moi would have listened to people like Matiba, hatungekuwa na multi-party. People are happy with KANU. Because ukienda kwa election, you choose your symbol, I choose my symbol. We are both in KANU. People choose anybody they want. But then when Moi ukifanya tu kosa kidogo your branch inaitana KANU branch ida kutoka kwa KANU.
Okay.
So he's among the people but you see somebody who used to sit with Moi the way we are seated.
Yes.
Ni kama wewe sasa unaniambia eh mzee ume kama sasa vile tu mzee is zibu ime
yeah.
Get it.
Yes.
There are those people around here who may be afraid to tell me Zim
yes, imefunguka. Yes, yes, yes.
But wena niambia mzee, akilio kando.
Okay.
So that is Matiba.
Now he's fired in...
No, he was not fired, he resigned. Yeah.
So he resigns in 1990, let's say early
1990.
So let's say I may resign January. He's arrested in July.
July, a few days before 7th July.
Raila had been released when, because I know Raila was in prison. After the coup, he was in prison.
Yeah.
For some time, up to 89.
Yeah. Raila unless but what I know
because it time unaongea juu yeye kuwa na
after the coup 82 You know, Raila stayed 9 years. Mm. He stayed for 9 years.
In detention?
Yeah. Because...
But that would push it to
91. There was only a break, I think, of 2 weeks or a few days.
Yes.
Because he came out, na akakaa kuchaje da karudishwa.
Yeah.
So when he came out, was now when people... Unajua Moi wakati alianza kuona watu wanaanza kukazana. Kasema, now let me release the political detainees.
Prisoners, yes.
Yeah. Mm. So... So
let's say Ali released you 89, because I think the daughter, daughter here, the daughter said Ali released you 89, because she was also born in 89, yes?
Mm.
She was born in 89, so I think he was released late 88,
because
Ali tengeneza ya la fagarudi nani. So he's released a few months, so ye ni political prisoner.
Yeah.
Ye wanakujaje kushikwa na Rubia na Matiba, ama they were arrested separately?
Intelligence had it. That kutakuwa na maandamano makubwa 7th July. And so the system then, because I was still in the system, the system then felt that if you take the leaders, then our small people watanini. So that is why they were arrested a few days before the...
So that means that after Matiba resigned, he joined the opposition. He joined, even if the opposition
did pressure exist, group, let's say pressure.
He joined the pressure groups that were advocating now for multi-party.
Not multi-party. If
freedom
I have
of expression.
No, I think the best word is political tolerance.
Okay.
Political tolerance. Because if I have to go back to 1990, Kenyans would have... Kama hii maneno ya nini, hata sijui KANU disciplinary committee imekutana, imekuexpel from KANU. If that thing would not have happened, then maybe kama hata tungepata multi-party, tungepata. Lakini 1990, what people are saying, if KANU kifanya kitu kidogo, wanafanya nini? Wanakuexpel ama wanakususpend. Why don't we now? Kina Ukiki Amayo, they had what we call KANU disciplinary committee. So they said, if KANU cannot tolerate
divergent
opinions, then why don't we now do away with, have the second party? Yeah, that is how it happened. Otherwise, come I still insist, if KANU would have allowed for divergence views, maybe we may not have had multi-party, or multi-party would have come.
But then I have to ask, when was multi-partyism abolished? Because pia nakumbuka, like for 1969, for example, by the time 1969 is happening, Jaramogi had his own party. But yeah, Jaramogi kwa inaitwa?
Ilikuwa inaitwa KPU.
KPU. So, when was this abolished?
Okay, before I say that, I want to clear a certain topic.
Yes.
I wanted to say that having exposed so much, isn't it? And just in one sentence, having exposed that and whatever, it is good for us to ask ourselves, is it true it was that way?
No, we are going to come back to Raila.
This is what I'm saying. If we find it happened, isn't it? Then we, because when we do that, when we find out the truth, then we can accept that, isn't it?
Yes.
We should not, like you, ukiwa ulinikuta nimeiba pahali, sio?
Yes.
And then ukanitoa, sio? And then wakati unaanza kusema, unajua nilikutoa cell, and then people start saying, you are attacking Bukusu. So it is good for us to come out, and then maybe, we can understand why. Because, for example, do you know that somebody, my classmate was the commandant committee. He was called Mutevesi. Mutevesi was a commandant committee. We were classmates from 5, from 6. Sasa hata mimi nikienda committee when he was there. Nikipelekwa committee, don't you expect me to... Yani, the truth is, let us find the whatever, because he's even a human being, isn't it?
Yes, and
if you are a human being and you get whatever, now you're asking something about multipartism. Kenya, when Kenya was getting independence, we had around 5 political parties.
Yes, yes.
But 2 were hard. We had some small ones, like Akamba People's Party, ya Paul Ngei. We had Coastal Party.
Okay.
Those ones are 4. And maybe, we may have had 4. But if you have 4, and two are known, Kanu na Kadu. So what happened was in Africa, Africa shifted towards one party system. All yes. African countries.
Okay, okay.
Mm. Or could I say most African countries shifted towards one party system. And then it reached a time when
And the constitution was changed.
Like no, when we shifted. No, constitution was not changed.
E2A, how does 2A end up?
I'm coming to that.
Okay.
That is why I talked to the other one so that I concentrate on this.
Okay, okay.
When Kenya attained independence, we could generally say we had two parties. Because if you are if you have a party of two MPs, is that really a party?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it was KANU and KADU. So during the pressure, there was a lot of...
Moi was in KADU.
Moi was in KADU. He was number three in KADU. So when Moi was brought in, when KADU was brought in, they crossed over.
Yeah.
They crossed over because we used to have a system, the British system, where you cross the floor, bow to the speaker, then go to the other side.
Yes.
So all the KADU people, apart from Martin Shikuku, crossed over.
Okay.
Martin Shikuku remained alone. And he said he was going to ask Butere people he was going to seek permission from Butere people if he can cross over. Then later he crossed over. When he crossed over, we had something that is called de facto one-party system.
Okay.
That is, you find that nobody, on paper, or even in reality, because nobody attempted, in reality was that if you wanted to open or start a new party, you still could start, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So KANU went that way. And then in 1966, in Limuru, there was a plan. 1966, there was a plan to kukata nani mizizi. Tomboya. No Tomboya.
Yes.
Jaramogi. Abednego, Adonijah. They wanted to kata migu ya Abednego, Adonijah. Then and they used that is now when they started this system. Up to now, you find that the system is there up to now. Who was the minister for health the other day? Nakhumicha.
Yes, yes.
Nakhumicha na wameleta siji Dr. Mulongo.
Yes, yes.
ICT Owalo. So utakuja ukuta wala kitoka. Mjaluo ataletwa hapo.
Yeah, wana try kubalance hiyo.
Yeah, it started at that time. Such that wakitoa Mturukana, wanaeka Mturukana mwingine. And they use a Turukana kumaliza Mturukana.
Yes.
So they used Tomboya kumaliza nini.
Yeah.
And when they used Tomboya, they placed their... That is why there is 35 years. You know, in the constitution, they say if you are not 35, Tomboya was less than 35.
Yeah.
He was a Gen Z. He was less, so they placed there 35.
And so that he couldn't run, yes.
And then wakati alimtoa huyu, he was already 36. Lakini wakaona ukigonga wajaluo wawili at the same time, tumegonga Jaramogi. Then tukigonga, so they were waiting. And they wanted to change the constitution so that you become the president when you're 40.
Oh, okay.
So by the time they reached the time at wanataka kutengeneza iwe 40 years, Nani was already 39. Tomboya.
Oh, okay.
So when they planned that way, then when they were planning that sasa waondoe Tomboya. No, waondoe 40. Walikuanza kupanga 45. Tomboya knew. And yakaita mtu auwe Jomo.
Oh. And why did Tomboya think he could be president? What used to lie to him that he could be
president? Let me
because
tell you.
He was not the vice president at that point.
Yeah, this is what he did. You see, like now, anything happening to the president, the deputy takes over.
Yes.
Now, that is why Tomboya introduced 8 vice presidents. So that Jaramogi, and you see, he was the only secretary general. There was no other secretary general. So should Kenyatta die or anything, then Jaramogi cannot go there. because other provinces had their vice president.
Oh, okay.
But the secretary general was. And you see, in communist countries, secretary general is very powerful.
Mm.
It's the second powerful after the president.
Mm.
So that is how they used him.
Okay, history, eight vice presidents, I've never heard it. Can you explain it to us?
They had eight vice presidents.
So this happens after Kenyatta dies?
No. It happened in 1966.
No, okay. Oh, because Kenyatta
in Limuru.
In Limuru.
Mm.
Okay, because we've all known the vice, even I've confused myself, we've all known the vice president was Jaramogi.
The national vice president. Okay. You see, there were two vice presidents.
Mm.
If I can take you to the time when in the 80s, late 80s, after 1988 elections, Karanja was the vice president of the country.
Okay.
And Kibaki was the vice president for KANU.
Mm.
Although it was for a short time and then he handed over to Karanja. Not Karanja. It was Karanja. Yeah, Karanja. Before Saitoti.
Yes.
It was Karanja. So you find that they placed... recently they even wanted to do that.
Mm.
You remember Nani resisted that. Rigiji.
Mm.
They wanted to place their two vice party leaders.
Mm.
And then Rigiji resisted and it was recited. Mm. Although some people say that maybe Mudavadi would have been the other. So that, by that time, they had placed eight.
Mm.
Such that Jaramogi was not one of them.
Yes.
Western was Masinde Muriro.
Mm.
Coast was Ronald Ngala.
Mm.
So it was that way. But Jaramogi was not the party vice president.
Mm.
He was the country's vice president.
Mm.
So when they did that it happened in Limuru 1966.
Mm.
And the country was de facto.
Mm.
That is, in fact. Mm. De facto comes from the word fact.
Mm.
In fact, the country was one party system.
Yes.
In fact, but not in fact, coincidentally, I think that one we can use the word coincidental.
Mm.
Then Jaramogi stepped out
and
he decided to form KPU.
Yes.
Used to say Ndume. That was KANU used to say it's KANU, but KPU was Ndume.
Oh, okay.
So he started that one.
Mm.
He was the party president.
Mm.
The vice was somebody from Moranga. Alikufa juzi hapa nini? Maringo, Fafa Maringo.
Mm.
He was somebody from Kandara, Moranga.
Yes, yes.
If I remember, we'll talk it in the nini. On the comment section.
Mm.
He's the one who was the vice.
Mm.
And then the president went and campaigned against him there.
Mm. Mm.
Kung'u Karumba.
Mm.
Kung'u Karumba was the one who was DKPU.
Mm.
And you see, the constitution then was that all MPs who are like the ones in KADU, they just went, bowed to the speaker, went to the other side. So this KPU, they bowed to the speaker and went at Sato.
Opposite.
But then the constitution was changed that even today, that is, I want my viewer to understand that is the day, it was during KPU time.
Mm.
Today, if you are a...
opposition.
Wanasema, things go round.
Mpaka
zinarude. Sahi utakuta mtu kama Agwambo.
Yes.
Agwambo is saying that he knows of some MPs who were elected on Azimio, but now they are going for Kenya Kwanza.
Mm.
Then he's saying that the only thing is for them to resign and go back to the people.
Yes.
That was brought in during the KPU days. It was brought in during KPU days. Because previously during the KADU, you just cross.
Yes.
But the KPU, they said no. So all MPs in Luo Nyanza resigned.
Mm.
And plus there was this, he was in Nakuru, but he's a Luo. Achieng' Oneko.
Yes.
Achieng' Oneko was the MP for Nakuru town.
Mm.
They resigned and joined KPU.
Mm.
When they joined KPU, Kenyatta made sure that any KPU candidate outside Luo Nyanza.
Mm. Failed.
Failed. Mm. And that is when KPU now went. And then they brought in a new whatever. Mm. I think...
They brought
in unani provoke mpaka vitu zingine zimejificha huko zinatoka. You know, the law says... Mm. That you cannot be recognized as an official opposition unless you have 30 MPs.
Oh, okay.
That is where now that thing came. So, no one has also many provoke.
Mm.
Here, inge toka.
Oh, okay.
Here, inge toka.
Yeah, so,
sasa, KPU, wakasema, KPU that time MPs were 120.
Mm.
The whole Kenya.
Mm.
Now, if it is 120.
Yeah. Luo Nyanza.
Sasa, Luo Nyanza. And you know, Luo Nyanza were only two districts.
Mm.
Which one and which one?
Luo Nyanza ilikuwa two districts. Kisumu and?
No, there, no.
Kisumu is not a district?
By then, Kisumu was not a district.
Siaya, Homa Bay?
There were two districts. One was called Central Nyanza,
mm.
which later was cut into two.
Mm.
To be Siaya and Kisumu.
Okay.
At that time, Kisumu and Siaya used to be called Central Nyanza.
Okay.
What about in Northern Nyanza? Western province.
Mm. Oh,
okay. Western province. You know, Nyanza is a Luya name.
Yeah, yeah.
Mzungu akikuja alipitia huko.
Maji. Uliambia,
lake.
Something.
Nyanza.
Mm.
Sasa, hiyo ilikuwa inaitwa Elgon Nyanza.
Mm.
Elgon Nyanza is what now became Kitale and Western province.
Mm.
But Central Nyanza was Kisumu and Siaya.
Mm.
And then South Nyanza. South Nyanza was changed the other day into Migori and... Homa Bay.
Mm.
So Migori. So there were only two districts. Central Nyanza and South Nyanza.
Yes.
So I don't even think there were even 10 MPs.
Mm.
So they said that if you want to be a... Because for you to be an official opposition, you have to have an office, a budget, staff, something paid by parliament.
Mm.
So wakaona Luo Nyanza could not produce 30 MPs.
Mm.
So like I said, for you to be recognized as an opposition, you have to have 30. And that is why it is there even today.
Mm.
Now, if two or more parties have more than 30, then the one with the highest
is the official.
That is the problem now with the Ford Asili and Ford Kenya. If you can.
Mm.
So that happened to Walileta hiyo, 30.
Okay. Okay.
Now, what do you call KPU ikaka hapo, ina lega lega hapo, 1969, ikiwa tu na the few MPs, I don't know how many, until it died a natural death.
Yes.
Unaona? When it died a natural death, because Jaramogi was the MP for Bondo.
Mm.
By then, Bondo was Rarieda and Bondo were one constituent.
Yes, yeah.
So, yakae kwa ndani. No, hakuwe kwa ndani. His was house arrest.
Mm.
I hope you know what a house arrest
is. Yeah, I know.
He you was placed
your house. Yes.
Yeah, house arrest. Then, ikachukuliwa na watu wengine.
Mm.
Kina Matthew Sogutu wanaenda game.
Mm.
Kina Isaac Omoro Kero.
Okay.
Wakakuja. Mm. So that is when KPU just
died.
Ilikuwa eroded hivyo hivyo mpaka ikaisha.
Mm.
Then so Kenya became
your de facto.
A one de facto.
Mm.
And then wakati wali, but Kenyans wanted to have just a free nini.
Yeah, to be able to...
But when ilikuwa iwezekani KANU disciplinary was hard,
mm.
then they demanded multi-party.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's skip back to history of Raila. So, I was checking his sentence.
Mm.
So, he was released in... okay, he was detained in 82, then released in 88.
Yeah.
And then, that's February 88, then rearrested again in... August 88.
That is 6 months.
Yes.
Mm.
After ku arrestiwa August, akaka jela from 88 mpaka June
1989.
Then after June 1989, aka arrestiwa tena. He was arrested again.
13 months later.
Yes, he was arrested again. Sasa hii time ya kina...
Saba.
Yes, Saba Saba. So, he special treatment, when does it happen? Does it happen after year Saba Saba? Because after year Saba Saba, see, that's when he... and Matiba in prison. But his zingine
this
zote,
special treatment is when Matiba had a stroke. Because...
Yes, so this happens after the final after arrest, Saba, 89.
After
Saba, 90.
After Saba Saba, yeah.
Mm.
Because,
mm.
as I've said before, you have a privilege to meet the wife.
Mm.
he had a privilege here to pass the information.
Yeah.
He used that opportunity to tell the wife, tafuta Mrs. Matiba, mwambie if things go the way they are happening,
yes,
Matiba will die. And then najue maneno ya nini, it has spread, then it had to be accepted. By then Matiba had been, wakati Mrs. Matiba alianza hivyo, Matiba was admitted into Nairobi Hospital under a fake name.
Oh, okay.
A fake name. Mm. Then
who Bibia Matiba complained to who? To Moi?
No, ile kitu, you do, yeah, those days we complained kwa Moi.
Like, alipelekwaje hospital just cause wife wake alijua?
No, when the wife, unajua wife anaita press conference, there was a house in town, I think it is still there, Chester House.
Yes, yes.
Chester, not very far from Nyati House.
Yeah, I know it, yes.
Yeah, that is where people used to call a press conference. Na unaongea vile unaongea.
Oh, okay. Because his story ni hivi, Raila was 1982 charged with treason, jailed for 6 years.
Yeah.
He was released in February 1988. Mm. So what I'm trying to understand, hii shamba iko when? Hii shamba ni hapa between 82 na 88?
No.
Ama, because 6 months later, he's detained and then released again in June 1989.
Yeah.
Then after June 1989, he's jailed again in 1990 and finally released in 1991.
Hiyo ndio ya shamba hiyo.
Hii ya shamba. So hii time ingine yote, like,
nobody
for majority of his sentence, he was treated badly. It's just this last part where he was treated well.
And that is why I say, as much as I can talk about how he was treated badly, I should also talk about, I should not concentrate on one.
Yeah.
I should not concentrate on when he was treated badly, and forget when he was given preferred.
Okay.
Or yes. I cannot, vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. Because that means, I feel this takes away nothing from his whatever. Because kama you are arrested in 1982, treated badly up to 1990, then treated well for less than a year, and then you escape. Because after a year, he escaped to Norway.
Yeah. Dressed as a sijui mtu ya kanisa.
Oh, okay. So for okay.
And it is funny. Hata afadhali ange dress kama nini?
Kama
priest. But he dressed like a nun. Sasa kufika kwa roadblock. You see, I don't know whether you can call him beautiful. Sasa unajua polisi alimwangalia. Sura yake inakaikai kama unajua alimwangalia for some time. Sasa yeye akaanza kushindwa, has he recognized me or whatever. Maybe with the due respect, maybe huyo polisi alikuwa anasema kwa roho, huyu labda alitoro, huyu sister huyu alijua kwa sura mbaya ndiye akaikai. Akaingilia nini?
Yeah, so he was stopped. Ali stopped wapi?
Yeah, there's some Catholic people. Aliingia kwa gari ya Catholic na akavaa kama nun.
Yes.
We can't blame him because we can't blame him because unajua you're only given one chance.
Yes, yes.
Sasa zile anapewa one chance labda aidie kamkujia. Maybe he thought maybe akivaa kama padri maybe ataambiwa toka nje, police are very polite to women. Lakini sasa maybe polisi alikuwa anaangalia anasema huyu msichana labda aliona sura mbaya ndiye akaingia unana. Sasa the way he was looking at Raila, huyo Raila anaanza kushindwa ama amenijua.
Okay.
He went to Uganda. Alipoenda Uganda, he was smuggled by, I think Museveni was a president there. Museveni akamsmuggle him out and whatever.
Ndiyo akaenda Norway. So Museveni alimsaidia.
Yeah.
Na sisi Museveni mwenyana is still hanging on.
No, unajua, let me see this. Ukiangalia Museveni, angalia Ruto, angalia this madam. You see,
Suluhu.
He becomes like a senior president.
Yes.
But you see, mtu kama Raila, he may want to outshine him or something. Unaona vitu kama hizo. So Museveni wanting Raila not to be the president, it also inaweza kuwa hiyo. Yani sasa unajua Raila ataanza who is the regional boss kitu kama hiyo. Because I don't think mtu kama madam, she could, you could find her maybe anataka kuonyesha nani Museveni ati she's the regional East Africa kingpin.
Mm, mm, mm.
Yeah, some things we do, we look at the bigger picture. Yeah,
yeah, mm, yeah. Okay, okay. Alafu tukimalizia ni kuwataka utupatie tofauti hizi vitu. So, mm, every time tunasikia juu ya polisi, we hear things like NIS, DCI, GSU, ASTU, RDU.
Mm.
So, NIS, I know it's the National Intelligence Service.
Yeah.
And then DCI is the director, the what?
Directorate
of Criminal Investigation. Yes.
While in intelligence, now in investigation.
But so, I hope you are all at GSU, what are the easy titles for that? GSU, mm, General Service Unit.
Unit, yeah.
Alafu ASTU?
Anti-Stock Theft Unit.
Oh, okay. RDU?
Rapid Deployment Unit.
Au ni wale kama kukiona terrorism, that's under
Rapid Deployment Unit. Mm. You see, tuko na regular police.
Yes.
People call it regular police, mm, others call it Kenya police.
Mm.
But in Numo talk we tunawaita general duties.
Yes.
They are the ones who are doing the police work.
Mm.
Now if you are doing the police work, then maybe you want something specialized, then you go to other fields.
Mm.
The Kenya police, ilianza 1920,
mm,
and then around that time, 1920, they felt they should have a paramilitary, wakaanza something that they called E-Company.
Mm.
E-Company. You know, in military, we have a formation is called a company.
Yes.
A company has around section, platoon.
Mm.
It has around 100 askaris. A company has around 100 askaris.
Yes.
Now, they felt that they should have 200 to 300 people who would be acting as emergency.
Yeah.
So they called them E-Company, Emergency Company.
Mm.
So they started the Emergency Company. And then ikafika wakati ya Mau Mau. The activities ya Mau Mau and freedom fighting. Wakati ya freedom fighting, ikawa they needed more people in the E-Company. But you see, a company is supposed to have a maximum of 200 people.
Mm.
So akaona wa form other companies, A, B, C, D, E.
Mm.
A, B, C, D, because they had E. And then they had two other companies.
Mm.
There was H, which is the headquarters in Ruaraka.
Yes.
Then there is T Company, that is training in Embakasi.
Mm.
So ndio GSU wakasema waite General Service Unit. They
okay
can do.
Okay. Wow.
That is how it started, whatever, whatever.
Mm.
But then as they were doing that, there used to be a lot of cattle rustling.
Yes.
There was a lot of cattle rustling.
Mm.
Na wakati wanafanya cattle rustling, they felt that they should have a specialized company within AP that handles stock theft unit.
Okay.
So it started off as stock theft unit, STU. Hata nikiandikwa kazi ilikuwa inaitwa STU. But then Moi later akakuja akasema if you call it stock theft unit, it's still it means it's a unit that steals stock.
Yeah.
So akasema anti stock theft unit.
Okay.
But the name anti stock theft unit ilianzishwa na huyu mtu anaitwa James Efantus Mungai, who was alianzisha. Yeah, unajua every province had its own operation team.
Those yes.
who could go haraka ku act quick. So James Mungai used to call it anti-stock theft unit.
Okay, okay.
So baadaye wakati walitoa hiyo ya James Mungai, which used to be called Ngoroko, alafu ndio wakakuja wakaanzisha hii inaitwa anti-stock theft unit. But then when AP walipotoka kwa provincial administration akakuja huko, they also started their own units, which did the same work as the other the police. So they had their own stock theft, anti-stock. We had two anti-stock thefts. So this anti-stock theft, the original one, ilitoka kwa GSU. I even during my time, we trained, when I was training with the GSU, we trained with anti-stock theft people.
Okay.
Only that the only difference you could differentiate between anti-stock theft and GSU, anti-stock theft wanavaa blue beret and GSU maroon beret. Yeah.
Maroon.
So, AP now wakazisha their own anti-stock theft. But when they joined up together, wakachukua anti-stock theft ya AP na anti-stock theft wakaeka pamoja, which I think is Now, rapid deployment unit, it's just another name for GSU, but a GSU that is within AP.
Oh, okay.
And which, if I'm asked, they should be combined rapid deployment unit and AP and GSU wawe pamoja. Now ina baki gani?
Because bring up APs. I want us to talk about APs. Eh?
Yeah.
So APs inamaanisha administration police.
Yeah, yeah.
For the average Kenyan, nyinyi wote ni administration police. You are there because of the administration.
No, so what happened?
Why have this specific administration police? Am I in here for villages?
Okay. What happened was that the chief.
Yeah.
Chief in those days used to be a very big person. Chief used to be a very big person.
And chiefs are not police officers, are they?
No.
Okay.
Chiefs, you know, huyu nani, huyu, it was called Onyango.
Yeah.
Onyango is the grandfather to the U.S. president.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah.
Mm.
Onyango, alikuwa naitwa Hussein Onyango. That's why Obama is called Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama. Now, huko nya, you know, what do you, huko kwa kina nani Obama kunaitwa aji?
Kogelo.
Kogelo. He was in Kogelo. No, huko South Nyanza. Somewhere in South Nyanza. There's a place called Kobama or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, when he was there, one time he differed with the chief. And the chief was area kubwa ya nini? Hii area inaitwa South Nyanza.
Okay.
It used to be headed by a chief. We Kakamega yote ilikuwa na in Luhya land kulikuwa na chief karibu watatu. But huko South Luo land kulikuwa na chief wawili, mmoja huko na mwingine huko. So the one who was in South Nyanza, one day they argued with Hussein Onyango. When they differed, Hussein, when they differed with Hussein Onyango, wakabishana. Then huyu chief akasema, unabishana na mimi kama nani? Unaona mimi chief najulikana, najulikana hii location yote. But you see the location that was today's Migori and Homa Bay was one location.
Oh.
It's now two counties. Unaona hii area yote mimi ni chief. Then Hussein akakasirika akasema, my name will not be known worldwide. Na akakasirika akaingia boat akacross akaenda Siaya. Kwenda Siaya, the son went to America. So ndio maana wa Afrika tunasemaga jina yake ya Hussein imejulikana dunia nzima. That is what happened.
So he predicted this.
Yeah. So chiefs walikuwa naokota taxes na kuenforce colonial rule.
Yes.
But you see, chiefs had a problem that they could not enforce those things until they wanted policemen.
Oh, yeah.
Na hawangepewa polisi kutoka Kiganjo. Walipewa polisi walikuwa naitwa tribal police. So that ukiandikwa kazi Bungoma, unakuwa chini ya chief, ya nini? Or Kakamega, unakuwa under chief Mumia. So he's your boss. Na ukitoka Kakamega ukienda kutembea let's say Kisumu, we ni raia. Because you are a police officer within that tribe. That is why it was called tribal police. Sasa Kenya wakati ilipata uhuru ndio iliendelea tu kuwa tribal police. Then kuna huyu major, the major who quelled nini vita ya nini? Vita ya unajua wakati walirusha mawe kwa ajili ya nini? Ya nani anaitwa nani? Tom Mboya.
Yes.
They had to send a military kusaidia polisi. Polisi ilishindwa kabisa.
Yeah.
Wakaliita military. And the person who was in charge of that quelling the military, because ungepita nini? All Saints Cathedral. It's now called the Minor Basilica. You could not go there. Unarushiwa mawe.
Hiyo ni hapa Nairobi?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So the police could not control. The army was brought in. The army was under a Mkamba major called Major Muywa. Then Major Muywa akaambiwa he should have a centralized. Unajua ni wale watu centralized place. Wafundishwa hata kutumia bunduki or anything. then ndiye akaanza kufunza. He was called Major Muya, Shadrack Muya. Yes. He's still alive today.
Yes.
Simu yangu itakuonyesha the family has sent me thanks for saying. Unajua alikuwa amesaulika.
Yeah, yeah.
So Major Muya is the one who modernized it. Na ikaitwa administration police. Because it was police within the provincial administration.
Oh, okay.
Provincial. They were answerable to chiefs, DOs, DCs, and PCs.
Mm.
Lakini juzi walikuja wakasema, since they are police officers, I think they should even do away with the name at AP, because that is administration police.
That's what
they should maybe even call them auxiliary police or something like that.
Mm.
So ndio wakaanzisha hivyo ya.
Okay. Because you need to try to connect. So, ukisema your training, that's not Kiganjo. Kiganjo is, Kiganjo was there all along.
No, Kiganjo was not there always all along.
Kiganjo lianza lini?
Kiganjo was a prison.
Yeah.
When we had the Second World War, our Italians wakishikwa, waliwekwa kwa prison. Hiyo prison ndio baadaye sasa ilikuja kakuwa Kenya Police College Kigali. You have been to industrial area. Kuna hii industrial area. Pande hii kuna DT Dobby. Pande hii kuna industrial area prison. Kuna ka square fulani. Pande hii kuna National Serious Board. Serious Board iko hapa. Prison iko huko. DT Dobby iko huko. NYS iko huko. There is a square here ambayo inakuwaga ya police. Ambayo ina include industrial police station. Kuna driving school hapo. So kuna a lot of things there. That is the initial police college. That is where the police used to train initially. Alafu sasa zile World War iliisha, ndio wakahamishwa hapo. Wakapelekwa Kiganjo.
Okay.
Prisons used to train at Ulangata Women Prison. Alafu ndio wakanunua kiwanja, wakapewa kiwanja Ruiru, then they started training there.
Okay.
But AP, Major Muya alienda, you know Major Muya was an army man, vile tisema. And then there is this mzungu, Bob Morgan, the one who started BM Security. Yeye ndiye aliitwa special, he was a military man from SAS. Akuja anzishe REC company. Naanzishe REC company and presidential escort used to be the same.
You understand you're talking about REC escort?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's not even a squad, okay. It's a company. Company is bigger than squad. Because several squads, around 8 make a company.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's the one who started REC company, which comes from the word reconnaissance.
Okay.
So they were to take care of the president. And then ika expand. So hiyo ikakuwa R company. Na ingine ikabaki presidential escort.
Okay.
Then again GSU akaongezea. Ukienda kwa gate ya State House, there is G company. It's there, yeah. So ndio nani walikuja wakaekewa hapo. Yeah, there were two military people. Huyu Major Muya wa Kenya Army na huyu Major Bob Morgan wa SAS British. Wakatengeneza, ndio maana unaona AP na GSU wako neighboring.
Okay.
And then you see GSU, no, AP did not have inspectors up to 1978. So since they did not have inspectors up to 1978, whenever they had passing out, SWOD ilikuwa inashikwa na nini? Na inspectors wa AP, wa GSU.
Okay. Na sasa kuna mbili ziko close kabisa, DCI na NIS.
Yeah.
But from the outside looking in, NIS is supposed to detect political tension, like kitu kama hiyo, and help avoid it. Alafu DCI is supposed to be for criminal things happening. But normally during protests, DCI wana arrest watu, nini. So, hizi mbili, what's the difference and what's supposed to be the work?